Yo, it's been
What
a
it do?
fucking minute, dude.
Oh God, we did this in a minute.
It's, but it doesn't feel weird. It's been so long, but it still doesn't feel weird.
It really don't. It really just feels like it's been like a day or so, you know?
First off, we gotta apologize first and foremost.
Yeah, especially to the homie from Jordan.
Especially to the homie from Jordan who has been waiting this whole fucking time. I gotta tell you the analytics after this, by the way. I gotta send you some because
Hell
we got
yeah.
some crazy new viewers, dude. Like our US viewers, we hardly have any.
Yeah, we don't. Bro, I was goddamn talking to the fam today. We were talking about Marvel versus DC. We can save that conversation for the podcast that we're gonna do. So
Later today,
yeah,
speaking of,
we're gonna
that's
do it. We're gonna have an
mainly with
actual
the,
podcast.
yeah, it's mainly with the announcement. It's for, I don't know, probably the homie from Jordan's probably gonna be the only person who's gonna be up to fucking
Yeah,
hear this. You
they
probably be
watch.
the first fucking first listen, but yeah, later tonight or technically early tomorrow morning, I guess.
Yeah, we're gonna upload one. So what you think we're gonna talk about? We got
All
a
right, so
lot.
we kind of got a lot to talk about, all
Yeah,
right?
we got
We
Shang-Chi,
got.
we got the Eternals, we got goddamn. Obviously, Marvel versus DC. We're gonna do that one again. Bring that one back
Yeah.
up.
Yeah,
You
we got to
know.
do a three because our two got the most fucking views
Yeah, and
so far.
we got a bunch of UFC cards and future UFC
Yeah.
cards to talk about.
Yeah. And the biggest thing, the number one trending on YouTube right now,
The new Spider-Man trailer.
this Spider-Man No Way Home second trailer release. Holy
Yeah.
shit, dude.
I want to say one thing though. So
What's
you know
up?
in the scene where he's on like the scaffold or whatever that
Oh
shit's
yeah,
called?
and then the fucking yep. I already know
Have
what
you
you're gonna
seen
say.
when they were reacting to it when Tom Holland and Zendaya and that other dude was reacting to it?
Yep. Hey, I got. Since you have one thing to say, I have one thing to say.
What's that?
Everybody, watch that trailer again and watch that scene where he says, "Hey, it's obviously a scene from after the battle where he's all beat up and shit already." He says, "I can't save everyone. This is my fault." And then
Yeah.
watch that scene where fucking Gwen Stacy falls. Now I'm pretty
No,
sure.
that's Mary Jane. That's MJ. That's not Gwen.
Oh yeah. My bad. It's Mary Jane. I forgot because fucking they don't call her Mary Jane.
Yeah, he calls her MJ.
MJ, yeah. But watch that scene. I'm pretty sure Andrew Garfield's gonna be the one to save her. But that's not the biggest thing about that.
I
Is
like how
watch.
it's.
You gotta watch how Ned tries to, like, you can see it in the first fucking frame. Ned is trying to catch her, but like a piece of the fucking framework falls off. So they're both falling at the same time. But the thing about it is, MJ is the one who gets saved in the trailer. So I'm thinking this is going to be the movie that turns Ned into a villain. I'm thinking Peter fucking picks MJ over Ned,
Let's not die.
and Ned like they and he like quote unquote dies.
What I like is like you know in the Andrew Garfield one when he couldn't save Gwen, like it was the exact same thing. She was falling, you know what I'm saying, to her
Yeah,
death, and he
that's what
couldn't
I'm
save her.
saying.
And this one, he's actually gonna be able to save her.
That's literally that scene from the trailer. I'm pretty sure they just edited the CGI to make it Tom's hand instead of Andrew's. And there's a lot of
Yeah.
scenes. I got so much to talk about. There's just a lot of scenes where there's obvious edit out like characters because you can still see the morphing in the background and shit to where it's not
Yeah.
fully complete. It's there's a lot to talk about.
Oh yeah, I think so too. I gotta rewatch it though. I gotta watch it again.
I've watched it about 10 times. I've
I've
watched it
only seen it
high,
once.
sober,
Yeah, I've only
drunk.
seen once.
I've watched the trailer break down, man. This shit.
I gotta watch it a couple more times, try and figure out what I missed, you know.
Hey, you know what I just watched recently? What we can also talk about, which I
What's
thought
that?
was kind of, I don't know. I watched that new Injustice movie.
Oh yeah, I did too. The one where everybody
That,
dies.
yeah, that one was, it was. I don't want to say my opinion because I'm usually not the DC guy, so I'll keep it for later.
You know that was DC, so you knew I had to see that one.
Yeah, I knew you had already seen it. I knew you would want to know if I had seen it or not.
Are you talking about the one where Joker pulls his magic, his last final joke?
Yep.
That's the newest one.
Yep, it's the newest one.
I liked it. I thought it was good.
I seen Halloween Kills too. We got to talk about that because
I haven't seen that.
Oh shit, man. We got to talk about Michael versus Jason because we can finally put them up against each other, like
in a
nice format, because there's been a lot of shit on fucking TikTok recently, or at least it was around Halloween, where everybody was pinning Michael versus Jason because the new Halloween movie was out on Halloween.
Yeah.
And they wanted to know who would fucking win, and it was always super controversial over who would win in a fight. And honestly, I had always thought it would go either way, depending on who had more of a bloodlust. But after this new movie, I have an answer.
Why don't we go ahead and have that conversation on this one, give them like a sneak peek? You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
We can have that conversation on this one.
All right. Yeah, since you haven't seen the movie, we might as well. All right. Yeah. So.
But at first. Let's make our pick so people know who we're picking in the fight. First.
Okay. Well,
so I want to see who your pick is. Give me like a couple reasons why. Not a lot, but a couple reasons why.
I'm just gonna give everybody a quick info check. All right. So if I look directly across from me, there is a specific action figure. Now this character.
I know what action figure that is.
This character.
When you got that action figure.
This character was my second favorite slasher when I was a kid growing up. And it was the main slasher movie franchise that I would watch. It was my second favorite, but it was the one that I was always watching. At the time it was Chucky.
Okay.
But the more and more I grew up, the more and more I started to not really dislike Chucky, but more kind of see more of myself in the other character. And so I have been a fan of this character as my number one favorite slasher since I was about 8.
Mm-hmm.
And my pick in this fight is Jason. Without a doubt.
You're picking Jason. I like that. But for me, you see, the one that I'm thinking of is the pure embodiment of just evil.
Mm-hmm.
You know? He's pure fucking evil. And that's why I'm taking Michael Myers.
This match, if it ever happens in cinema, it is going to break the goddamn record.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, you got two of the biggest serial killers, you know? And they're evenly matched because, you know, they can't die. They're fucking incredibly strong. You know, they just magically appear.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. It's just, you know?
Now, if we're going to do this correctly, have you seen the 2010 Friday remake? I'm pretty sure you have. I'll just give you a quick
Friday.
It starts off with the main fucking cast, the horny dude.
Is that the one where the girl gives the dude the shot that she had caught on fire and he burns his lip and has to go get something from the tool shed, and while he's doing that, the girl that gave him the shot goes and fucks that one dude?
I have no idea what you're talking about, but it's the one where the girl is chained up in the sleeping bag over the campfire, and the dude has his leg caught in that bear trap trying to go get his girl out of the fucking sleeping bag, and she burns alive inside the sleeping bag, and his leg is all fucking mauled up from the fucking bear trap, and Jason literally sprints first time full sprints and shoves an axe through the middle of his fucking skull.
Is that the one when the dude's the motorcycle dude, he's looking for his sister?
Yep, that's that one exactly.
Yeah, I've seen that one.
Yeah, that's the newest one. So if we're gonna do this correctly, we're gonna go off of 2010 remake Jason, which is the remake of the franchise, versus the newest Halloween movie.
I haven't seen the newest one yet.
I have a few things to say, and I have, and I've watched it. Like, it was amazing, honestly, and I was so glued to that screen. I feel like I could fairly. There's some spots where I know.
What I like about Friday the 13th, and what I like more about Friday the 13th than I do in Halloween, is that in Friday the 13th, it's just a bunch of people that fuck up and go to the wrong place. What I don't like about like Halloween is, like, especially this new one, is just like his sister, you know, hunting Michael down. Like, I'm sure, I know he's gonna kill people, but like, I don't, you know what I'm saying? Like, I just want to see like a bunch of kids fucking up and going. But that's, you know, Michael Myers, it's always been like that. He's never really just gone around on a killing spree because somebody fucked up and went to the wrong place, you know?
Right.
And I like Michael Myers, but he's not my favorite. You know, it's not my favorite horror movies.
Right.
Franchise.
So, I have a few things to say about the 2010 remake, though. So, in the 2010 remake, it is incredibly known that that version of Jason is not zombie Jason yet. Meaning he hadn't died yet and he had just been survivalist Jason. Meaning no teleportation, no super duper strength, no fucking incredible durability. I mean, he's already got crazy durability, but not like super crazy. Yeah,
takes some fucking damage.
Like, zombie Jason was getting chunks blown out of him and still fucking... He had axes and machetes in his head.
Zombie Jason is the one that Tommy brought back to life, right?
Yeah.
That Jason?
Mm.
Yes.
That's the one that would teleport around and shit.
Yeah. The one that had,
and
like,
so
he got brought back by the electricity shit because he shoved that stuff through
him. Yep. And so, my thing about it is, right, so that was human Jason, and he died at the end of that movie.
Mm-hmm.
And they're obviously not done with the Friday franchise. There was recent talks about
they're remaking it. If he died, like, they're gonna remake the franchise.
They're gonna
be awesome.
The second movie, he's gonna be zombie Jason.
I want to see.
And just think about this for a second. Think about that Jason we saw in the 2010 movie. Think about his trapping skills. His, like, just his whole demeanor was completely different. Like, if you had watched the first Friday movie, not the first one, that was not about Jason. If you watched the second one and you watch human Jason and you watch him run around and chase people and hunt them down, and then you watch the 2010 Jason, dog walks, Tat Jason. he's just so much more of an athlete and a survivalist that in any situation, out of most of those human Jasons in the before times, he's killing most of them. So imagine that Jason zombified, where he's not only teleporting, but sprinting at you full speed, laying down traps, fucking setting up torture mechanics to where he's probably gonna end up like tying up fucking Michael's mask somewhere to where Michael's flipped the fuck out.
Well, I got a question. Is that zombie Jason stronger than Jason X? The space Jason?
Hell no. Because you gotta remember that Jason X Jason, I think that was like over 10,000 years in the future. And he was mainly like those fucking nanobots. I can't remember exactly what it was, but it was like some type of nanotech.
Dude, my favorite part of that movie is when he has the girls in the sleeping bag and he bangs the sleeping bag against the tree.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I honestly think that the 2010 one was a remake to that, because he kind of, like I said, hangs that girl up in the sleeping bag over the fucking...
And cooks her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he literally fries and makes her fucking boyfriend watch all of it. But yeah, so if we're going to go through this bit by bit, like I see in the fucking TikToks, strength overall, even if we're not going zombie Jason and we're just doing human Jason, in the movie, in the new Halloween movie, there's a scene where Michael gets jumped by, like, I'm not super invested into Halloween. Like, I've watched the movies, but the storyline, I'm not super invested in. I'm kind of, for Halloween, I'm kind of just in it for the kids.
To watch people die,
It's kind of like Hellraiser. Like, nobody really watches it for the story. We all just want to see Pinhead put weird people in weird. Yeah. And peel some skin off and shit like that.
Just do weird shit. Make them like.
Just do weird shit to weird people. Yeah, that's really all we're really watching it for. So, he's got a bunch of some old ass characters who were kids during the first few events who I can't remember worth the shit. But really important characters. And it's like eight of them. They've got bats. They've got pipes. One of them's got a gun, right?
Yeah.
And they see, the thing about it is that in a situation like that, you obviously, it's the shape. It's the living embodiment of evil. You're kind of, you're obviously not expecting him to die. And you're not really expecting him to take too much damage. But the thing is that he gets jumped. Like bad, like they're weaving his strikes, they're fucking smacking him left and right, and then he does get a good slice in where he slices the dude's with the gun. He slices his hand, the hand that's holding the gun, and he slices it open so bad the hand is like flopping halfway on, and the dude has to hold it with his other hand. So he gets a good one in, but then the dude comes back after some other dude hits Michael, and he just fucking shoots him about 8 times, and he's out, he's laid out on the floor. I mean, he comes back, but it's still the fact of about 8 large males and one with a gun dropped him, at least for that. It was a good like minute where they thought he was dead, because people were driving, people were taking off and shit. It was more than a minute, because she had already arrived to her daughter's and shit. It was like a good 5 minutes or so.
Well, so there's one Jason movie, one Friday the 13th movie, where they're on top of a building and Jason's boxing somebody, you know, and his head boxed off. He almost lost. If that dude wouldn't have gotten tired, he would have knocked Jason off the building. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
So, I mean, it definitely shows that they can get fucked up a little bit.
You know? That's exactly what I'm saying.
The thing is, I don't think that fight would ever end. Now, you know, Jason would get one slash and knock Michael on his ass, and then he would get back and do the same thing to Jason, you know, just be constant.
Right, but my point is, like I said in the very beginning, overall strength. We already know that they're going to keep getting back up from the damage. Yeah. And we both have now covered the fact that either a whole lot of damage can do nothing, or a little amount of damage can knock them on their ass.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is who's going to dish out more damage?
Yeah.
And my point about all of that is, in that group, Michael, at that very beginning point, he didn't do much. He only, like, fucking killed them all once he had already died and came back. Jason, I feel like in that situation, he's still getting fucking knocked down. I feel like if we're being like completely non-biased and we're being real, those dudes at the very least, maybe not any full-grown men, but those fucking men and that dude with a gun, honestly, I don't know. Jason has a weird things with guns. He might have got that guy out right away.
Yeah.
But either way, with or without the gun, they still would have gotten him to a point where he was either knocked down or fucking getting into the process of being knocked down. But I feel like to get there, at least 3 people would have had to have died, and they would have had to have done way more. They kind of just hit Michael with a bunch of shit, and he was like, all right, I'm tired. Like, you know what I'm saying?
No, I mean, yeah, I feel that, but I've seen Michael, but I've seen Jason. I've seen both of them take damage.
Yeah, that's why it's so hard, because there's been plenty of points where we've seen both of them take damage, but that's exactly why we're just sticking to the reboots. Yeah, that's why we have to stick to the reboots.
I haven't seen the newest reboot, so I can't really make an argument.
No, but that's why I'm trying to say is, I'm trying to be like, it's hard to say off of strength. I feel like the strength battle alone, Jason is winning that in a 1v1 after the fight that I see. Yes, he massacred everybody. Yes, after he comes back, he's probably going to do extreme amounts of damage onto Jason. But my point is that he still got knocked down extremely quickly by some dudes. If that was the case, Jason's going to do that. He's going to get back up and do probably the same amount of damage, but that first round is going to Jason for strength. That's yeah, my personal opinion.
I think I might be able to agree with you on that, but it's just, I don't know, you know, like, we can't really tell if it's like they're evenly matched. It's like, I don't know.
I've seen Jason fucking chuck whole bodies like they were rag dolls. I've seen him pick up fucking, but we can't go off of the old shit. In the new shit, he still seems really strong, even for not being zombie Jason. And the craziest part about it is we're putting up already like fucking 20 plus kill Michael, already zombified and shit, versus human Jason.
Yeah, because the reboot's in. Well, I mean, but
it's still in progress. I mean,
maybe they don't plan on doing a reboot with Jason because that shit came out in 2010.
Yeah, but that's what I said earlier, is that they were in talks. Like I seen it like a month or two ago. It was a little poster for a new Friday movie, and I'm pretty sure it's the second one for the reboot. So they're coming out with a sequel to the reboot.
I do like Jason.
And that reboot was really good. And for it not, like, my main point is for it not being zombie Jason, that's a lot of fucking damage. Like, everybody mainly knows the main killing Jason is zombie Jason. That's the one who drops like 100 bodies and doesn't even bat an eye.
Yeah. But, I mean, you know, Michael Myers, I mean, goes around dropping bodies too.
Yeah.
I'm gonna try and make an argument for Michael, but I mean you got a point though. Like that dude Jason just runs around and just dismantles everyone, you know what I'm saying?
And he just keeps on moving. Like, and the thing about it is that even after he dies, It doesn't, like, I know we don't ever get, like, a good time frame.
The last two Halloween movies that I've seen, I haven't seen the newest one, the last two Halloween movies that I've seen, Michael Myers died at the end of them. Or supposedly died at the end of them.
I'll tell you this right now. In that, the one that you saw where it ends off where he's in the fucking basement or whatever.
Yeah, and they catch the house on fire.
So her dumbass left a room in the basement unlocked that was completely safe from the fire.
Yeah.
And so we just hid in there until the firefighters came and they started blowing out the fire with the fire hose. And fucking, he killed like a few of the firefighters just to get up, and then he just got up.
Well, I mean, whether he survived or not, it doesn't take away from the fact that three females were able to stop Michael Myers.
Yeah, but I mean, oh yeah, shit. I was gonna say Jason got beat by a little kid and the fucking psychic girl.
Yeah, but that little kid had like fucking psychic powers, you know.
That's old.
The bitch's dad literally came up and dragged that nigga under the water.
Yeah, dude, that's old. We're not gonna talk about old shit.
It is old, but that was so cool as fuck.
We're not gonna talk about old shit. So it's like, but yeah, I agree with you there. In the movies that I've seen for the Halloween franchise, Michael looks a lot more.
Well, hey, in that 2010 Jason remake, he did get hung by that, though.
Yeah, he did get killed by them.
And that was only one girl. Because then it ended by him getting killed in the barn with like that.
The chipper.
Yeah, did he get put through the chipper? Or I thought it was like a rope or something that like choked him or something.
The metal chain pulled him through the chipper.
Yeah, because he did get hung, but he survived getting hung, didn't he?
You see, this sucks because both of them have gotten beaten by fucking extremely small figured females who don't even seem like. I mean, Laurie Strode is a badass.
Is that the one with the psychic powers?
No, that's the girl Michael's been chasing for all this time.
Oh, his sister. That's his sister, right?
Or was that? They changed it. They changed it. I'm pretty sure they changed it.
Oh, it was. I'm in the.
Yeah.
And even in the earlier one ones of the remake, like the Rob Zombie ones, it was still his sister.
Yeah, they changed it though, because I'm pretty sure I heard a line in here, something like that, where they called, they said it wasn't his sister or something like that, but that he went up in, I don't know, they changed it to some weird shit. Apparently, the girl that he killed was his babysitter, though.
Hmm.
Or something. Somebody's babysitter.
But he had an older sister and a baby sister. He killed his older sister.
Okay, I think they changed it to... Fuck.
I think
Lori was his babysitter, maybe. And he killed his sister. I don't know, dude. All I know is that this is all I know.
That when he was a kid, he killed his older sister and her boyfriend, and then when he killed his stepdad, the only two people that didn't die was his baby sister, who was a baby, and his mom.
Yeah. Yeah. Because his mom was the
But I don't think these are Rob Zombie films, because those are the Rob Zombie films.
These aren't Rob Zombie films.
Yeah, and those were the Rob Zombie, like the ones.
Wait, hold on.
Because the Rob Zombie film, he dies at the end of that one. The Rob Zombie Halloween. I remember that because.
Hold on, bro. Why the fuck? I don't want to buy the movie. Chill out. It literally took me straight to shopping. No options. Yeah, no. The director was David Gordon Green.
Can you check who Laurie Strode is to him in that movie?
Yeah. I'll do that right after. So, yeah, hold on.
That's just what makes me feel like, because like you said, we've seen them both like do crazy things that no man could be able to do, but then just get straight dog walked by, you know, weaker people, if that makes sense. And you know, it's just, I don't know, I mean, from what we've seen, I would say they're evenly matched.
So it doesn't tell me what her relation is to him now. Like, I would have to read a whole bunch of stupid shit.
Nah, for that.
It just says that, yeah, they're not related anymore, but they definitely were. We were right. They were related, but they did change it. I can't find what they changed it to. But yeah.
I want to see that new movie. I want to know why he's going after her now, then, if they're not related no more.
Right. See, like you said, I see what you mean about Michael being the embodiment of evil, but at the same time, I've seen Jason literally kill Satan himself.
Yeah.
Like, dude's been to space. But even saying that, like, if we're just talking reboot, that first movie showed so much potential.
There's a lot more to work with Michael Myers than there is for Jason, since we're only talking about reboots.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? There's a lot more that we've seen from Michael than we've seen from Jason, which I think you've already said that, but, you know.
Mm-hmm. And that's what I'm saying, is like, we still have so much more to go with that Jason franchise that's coming.
Yeah.
That just what he did in that first movie alone was crazy enough. I don't doubt that this new franchise makes Jason 2-3 times stronger.
Yeah, I'm about to, when we end this podcast, I'm about to go watch the remix of the Jason movie.
Yeah, dude, that shit is crazy. Yeah, we do gotta end this soon. You've been watching a lot of what?
One Piece.
I've been watching, I don't know, nothing really.
Have you finished Naruto yet?
Oh, I got to, so the site that I was watching, I got to, Day That I Just Died and gave away, he snitched, he died and snitched.
Is, which one did Day That?
The Puppet Master.
The Puppet Master? I thought that was Sorcery.
Sorcery is the guy with the, oh yeah, yeah, you're right.
Day That I Just Died, fucking, he's either the immortal one or the blonde haired one. The one that has the paper bombs.
Nigga, it's not paper, it's clay.
Clay, same thing.
The paper is the girl.
No, he's a guy. The dude that does the paper and rides on the bird, that's a guy.
No, that's, nigga, it's not paper, it's a clay. Clay. The one with the paper jutsu is the girl
with the purple hair,
with
right?
The purple hair, yeah.
Yeah, the one that's right, like right-hand man to Nagato. Nagato is Pain. He's a so-called leader of Akatsuki.
I didn't know that. That's what his name was.
Yeah, that. Yeah, Nagato. He's the one with the Rinnegan. He controls the six paths of Pain.
Okay, okay. So, yeah, I'm at that episode where Sakura and the old lady just killed him.
Oh, so that's around the beginning of Shippuden.
I'm at the next episode. Yeah, but what I was saying was that the site that I was using, they don't have that next episode like running anymore, but they have the episode after that, and I don't want to just skip a whole last episode, but since I might as well ask you if I could skip it.
Yeah, you can pretty much, I mean, really, because I mean the thing about the animes is a lot of animes are filler episodes, so
oh yeah, the episodes, there's fuck, not, I forgot.
Like, it's not that big of a deal if you miss every once, like, every episode every once. Now, there are some episodes you can't miss, like, you know? Mm. Like, there's big episodes you really can't miss, or you just miss a lot. But if you skip that episode, I'm sure you wouldn't miss anything.
Everybody's been fucking wondering, like, fucking you guys and people at your fucking jobs been wondering what's been taking me so long to get to, like, the fucking, what is it, the fourth ninja war or something,
the fourth
like that.
Great ninja war,
that yeah, dude, what's been taking me so long,
it's so fucking badass, bro.
Y'all have been wondering what's been taking me so long to get there, and it's because every single episode it's like it's fighting the whole time, yes, but it's like it's one punch every minute.
That's what I'm saying. And then,
and then it's conversation every other 5 minutes, and it's like nothing really goes on, like,
those conversations are really
important. Yeah, that's I think that's why,
so it's like, you know, it's not like you can't skip, like you can't even skip it because you have to listen to the conversation.
That's why, yeah, that's why I have such a problem with skipping episodes for Naruto and the any other anime, because I feel like they like reveal so much hidden information, because then you'll be in the middle of a fight and you'll get a whole backstory.
Now
an entire backstory.
There is one fight coming up, like, you really like, it's like, it's like blow for blow. I mean, it's not coming up for you, but I mean, you're gonna get there, and it's just blow.
Dude,
it's no talking, it's just
I just want to get to a part where Gaara isn't dead already.
You're in Shippuden, I'm sick. So, I mean, Gaara's got a decent role, but he's not, you know what I'm saying, he's not like,
how long is this nigga dead for, dude?
Who?
Gaara?
Dead?
He's dead right now. How long does he stay dead for?
I don't remember Gaara being dead.
What do you mean? They took the one tail out of him. And he's
they took the one tail, but that doesn't kill him. He doesn't have the one tail no more.
They fucking, nigga, they were literally sitting on him, slapping his fucking noggin.
Yeah, but he doesn't die from that. I promise you, he doesn't.
So
die
was he
from
just
that.
Knocked the fuck out?
I don't know.
Because the entire fucking show has been making it seem like he's dead. Naruto's crying about it. Kakashi's saying he's dead. Sasori and Deidara said he's dead. They sat on him. He didn't do nothing. They slapped him on the head and didn't do nothing. Yeah. I said, see? Dead as a stone.
Gaara's not dead.
Okay, I was, bro, because I was kind of disgruntled from watching. I'm not gonna lie, because you know Dar is my favorite, and this nigga, I did it. I genuinely did not know how long he was gonna be dead for.
Gar is like, he's kind of like the Gohan in Naruto.
Wasted potential.
Yeah,
I heard that was Rock Lee.
But I mean, not really.
Wasted potential that comes in clutch when needed.
I mean, kind of, because once he loses the one tail, he never gets the one tail back. he's just not.
Oh yeah, you told me that.
He's just not the same without one tail, you know. And
I mean, I figured that's what. Say
Rock Lee is wasted potential. The thing about Rock Lee is he doesn't really get much screen time, if that makes sense. Like, he doesn't get to do much. Like, that he gets the screen time, but like, he doesn't really get to do much, you know. But I don't know, but we're coming up on 35 minutes, gang.
Oh yeah, this is just a sneak peek.
That's what I'm saying. We gotta save this shit for the actual podcast.
Oh yeah.
But I guess we're gonna hop off of here. Y'all be ready. Keep an update, you know, keep checking, because there will be one either later tonight, or we might upload it tomorrow morning. We don't know yet. We're gonna talk about that, but just make sure y'all are ready.
Mm-hmm. And shout out to the homie from Jordan.
Yes, sir. But we're going, you gotta understand, like, we're doing a lot of stuff, you know.
Yeah, yeah. So
a lot of stuff's falling apart. Like, I mean, not falling apart, but like coming together right now, you know. So
I'm explaining from my side real quick. So what's just been going on from my side is, you know, fucking work, workouts, and fucking just trying to live all at the same time doesn't really give you a lot of time to be sitting on the phone, talking to your phone for hours at a time every day. And we just haven't talked about it. And then other times, honestly, I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to say we forgot about you guys, but we forgot we had a channel to begin with.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't necessarily say that we forgot. I mean, we just
Yeah, cross our minds. Yeah, there were just
moments where we need to get on. And the thing about me, what's my problem is, you know, we're trying to get our life together, you know, get that shit moving, and I'm still in school, and I've been trying to get done with school, so, you know, I don't have anything holding me back from doing what I need to do. So I've been really busy on school, trying to get done with that. I am done. I'll get my diploma in December. You know, I'm still gonna be busy a lot, but
I forgot to tell you.
We're gonna try and make the time. You know, maybe one every week or something, every 2 weeks. We'll figure something out. You know.
Yep. I know we keep fucking promising more uploads, and it seems like every time we promise more uploads, more of you come in and watch our stuff. So I'm not really too sure how that works, because we have lesser views on some of our first shit than we do on the very last video or fucking podcast that we made.
Yeah.
So like, that's literally, I don't know. We'll figure something out. Also, don't know how you guys are gonna feel about this, but what we're gonna do is the new episode, and then we're going to upload that episode we promised, because we hit the mark. We hit over 100.
And what was that episode again?
It was an episode where we started arguing. We promised you guys an episode, no filter, no fucking, no nothing, just us. Just fucking being us for, what was it, like a good 20 minutes?
Yeah, we was going, what were we even arguing about?
It started off, we were just talking about fights, and then one of us said we could beat one of us up, and then it just went back and forth for a good 20 minutes. And that's how it goes usually every time we hang out in person. It's usually not like that over the phone. He usually is the one flex. I usually just let him flex over the phone. I usually
don't respond. Last time we meet, bro, we gotta tell him about, before we get on through, we gotta tell him about that, like, when we was boxing.
You talking about when Lily was there?
Yeah, we was doing Muay Thai, right? So it was kickboxing, basically. And I went in, and I'm not gonna say I choked on him, because I didn't. He was gonna be able to counter me if I would have went for the strike I went for. So when I jumped back, boy caught me with a nasty leg.
Basically, what he's trying to say.
To the nut.
Basically, what he's trying to say is that we countered each other into him getting kicked in the nuts.
Yeah. So basically, this is exactly how it went. So when we fight, it's we got.
It was hard too. Yeah. It was hard as fuck too, dude. Because I was trying to, check his.
The leg kick.
I was just so bad,
but
dude.
But it's like I like jumped back. Like, listen, I'm just gonna explain. So the way we fight is hit. Or the prince, I call him Hit. What he does is he usually just stands stationary. You know, he'll walk forward, he'll jump back to kind of weave, you know. But usually it's just stationary. You know, you come to him. And me, what I like to do is I'm like a rabbit, basically. I like to hop in, you know, touch you up a little bit, hop out.
Yep,
so what I did is, obviously, Hit's doing his thing. He's just standing still, you know. I jump in to try and touch him up a little bit. But then I realized, yo, if I throw this shot, I'm probably going to get countered. So instead of doing that, I hop back out. And as I'm hopping out, he goes to throw, I think it was a body kick or a thigh kick. Inside thigh kick.
It was an inside thigh kick.
I think it was an inside thigh kick. And when I hop back, he got me right in the nuts, bro. I swear to God. I fell to the ground.
The thing about it is he was perfectly correct in his mindset. He just jumped in the wrong direction off of instinct. He should have, like, he just went straight back off of instinct. And it was one of those moments where it was a perfect situation that should not have happened, but was perfectly timed to where it did happen. And it was
perfectly timed.
Perfect, like, if he did not know that I was going to counter that, he would have just got kicked on the inner thigh.
Yeah, but the fact that he knew,
but the fact that he knew was the whole fucking counter into getting kicked in the nuts.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I knew he was going to counter me, and me trying to avoid the counter shot put me in an even worse position, you know?
Dude, that is a sucky ass full counter. I hate nut shots, dude.
I hate nut shots.
I main Johnny Cage, and I hate nut shots.
Like you know what I'm like? Oh my god! Like you remember, bro?
They just
that nut shot.
He dropped like a bag of fucking rocks, dude. I knew immediately. I'm not gonna lie, bro. The second that kick, because I tried to, I think he could tell, I tried to pull back so hard, bro. I tried with all my
force. It was just too late, you know?
It was too late. It was the force of me going up and him going down at the same time.
Like, you know, like your leg was coming, like your foot was coming, and I was like going towards it. And by the time we both realized what was going on, it was too late.
It was way too late. By the time we both tried to recoil from it, it was already.
I was already on the floor.
You were already on the ground. Yeah, you were already on the ground.
There's a video.
Yeah, there's a video. There is a video of him fucking rolling around on the ground and us trying to. Well, it's us laughing at him and trying to help him at the same time.
It's one of those moments. Don't get me wrong, it was funny, you know. I think
in the video you can hear. See, the difference is in the video, Kate is like actually hysterically laughing. I'm kind of nervously laughing.
She's just laughing her ass off.
Yeah, she's just laughing. I'm kind of like laughing to where it's like you gotta kind of just try to laugh it off.
Because I
felt so bad.
Dude, I'm telling you. I know it was an accident because you know that's. I know you, and you're not the type of person to try and win a fight like that. You know what I'm saying?
Dude, that you don't win a fight like that.
That's not winning a fight, but there are some people that would call that winning a fight. But I know you're not.
Oh yeah, for sure.
I know you're not that type of fighter.
Never in my life.
Yeah,
my pride is everything. Yeah,
that's
hell
what
no.
I'm saying. Like when we want to fight, when I fight somebody, I want them at their best. You know, unless we're just like if it's the homies, like you know we.
Hey! I gotta call you the fuck out right now. You just set your damn self up, boy. Since we talking about fucking the last time we hung out, how you gonna? So I told you, all of you, that I haven't been smoking blunts, and I've just been smoking the bowl here and there because Lee's been fucking me and Lee been trying to get me to stop smoking, so I've been smoking blunts, and that's the first time that I smoked blunts. and we smoked a whole bunch of blunts and a fucking pen. And right after we got done smoking, how your ass gonna pop up and say, "Hey, you wanna run it? You try to fight, bro?"
Who, me?
Yeah, you was beating up. Listen, you was beating up Cade, and I walked over there because I wanted to smack on his head a little bit. I'm fucking spinning as I'm walking over there, and you come up to me with a big ass smile on your face, like, "You wanna fight?" Dude, you know I can't say no, bro.
Yeah, you know me, bro. It's just like you give me one of those moves, you know, like want to fight.
Nigga, any other time when we smoke together and I get high, I'm usually like, "Hey, you wanna fight?" And usually why is the one time that I'm sitting there too high? Are you asking? That's not even the first time. That's the second time. Bro, the second time you've asked me when I was too high.
It's just like, you know how I am. Like, sometimes I just don't want to fight. And sometimes it's like, yeah, let's get it, you know? Like, and I only really want to fight people that can, like, you know, Connor and Kate, like, they really don't have a chance against me, you know? So I really want somebody that's got, like, they can give me a challenge because I love to fucking fight, bro. But it's just like, when I get, like, high like that, I just don't really like fighting.
Bro, we gotta be honest.
I'm gonna put it like this. I get mega faded and I don't wanna fight. I get to where I'm feeling right and I wanna fight, you know?
Yeah, see, I'm usually the one who's feeling right because I'm usually. See, if I'm smoking blunts frequently or at least smoking a lot and smoking blunts here and there.
Let me explain it. Back in the day, I'm not gonna say he could outsmoke us like that, you know, but he could definitely smoke more than us. But then it's changed now. Now I'm the one that smokes hella, you know, I'm the one that can outsmoke everybody now. So it's changed because back then I would be the one that was like super, super faded, you know, I didn't want to fight. Mm-hmm. And he would be the one that was like feeling right, you know, that was in the mood to fight. But now it's like I'm the one that's like feeling right and in the mood to fight now. And he's the one that's like super, super faded now, you know?
Yep. But I still put up a hell of a fight for being too high.
Hey, bro,
listen, bro, Jamie, I'm gonna be honest with you. Fuck the people who are listening right now. No offense to the people who are listening. But just act like it's me and you right here. I'm gonna be man to man with you, completely honest. I don't know if Kay told you yet, but I was only going with you at like 30% and I could not breathe throughout that whole goddamn thing. I was so fucking high. And I could tell you were having trouble too. But my point about like kind of exposing ourselves there, but like I said, we were high as fuck. But listen, that didn't matter. My point in saying it that even after all of that added, bro, we were going at it, dude.
Hell yeah, we were. We were battling.
With all of that added, we were going fucking at it, dude.
I'm gonna keep it a band with you, bro. That was the funnest fight I've ever been in. But hey, gang, we gonna really have to get up off here.
It's been a fucking minute, bro.
But all right, y'all. It was nice talking to y'all. So we gonna see y'all tomorrow or later on today.
Hey, like I said, man, no offense. We out.
Yes, sir.